Tourism Australia, this front page of the Herald Sun, will sell the land down under as a safe haven for Americans and the English in a bid to stem the economic fallout from bushfires and the coronavirus. This, I guess, landing on the front page at the same time that the story lands that travel bans have been widened for Italy and Korea, so it's very difficult territory. Simon Birmingham is the Federal Minister for Tourism. Minister, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. Great to speak.
Hey, so you've had to have a couple of bites at the cherry with the bushfires and now the coronavirus. Are you a little worried we might be jumping the gun here when it comes to promoting Australia as a safe haven?
These are unprecedented tough times for Australia's tourism industry. You know, the last month we've seen bookings down 56%, and so plenty of businesses are doing it tough out there. Wow. That's why the government's preparing a further response plan to help the economy, and particularly to protect jobs and small businesses. But we can't give up on the markets where people are still making travel decisions. We want to make sure we get our fair share of those tourists, and that we also protect Australia's tourism industry for the long term. And that's why we're targeting carefully into markets like the United States and the United Kingdom to make sure that those who will take advantage of cheap fares and travel experiences still choose Australia as a destination of choice.
Is it just advertising that you're throwing money at?
Look, as a response to the bushfires and so on, we're supporting regional communities with events funding and those sorts of measures as well. And, of course, all of the small business support that was announced back then. And as the Treasurer and the Prime Minister have made clear, there's going to be more support particularly targeted for the businesses and sectors who are doing it toughest. Tourism is right up there. And that support is all about making sure that we keep businesses operating through this downturn in these tough times, keep people in jobs, and make sure that they're ready to be able to bounce out of it when the crisis is over.
Minister, do you have any evidence that people in America and in the UK will travel, if encouraged to by an advertising campaign, that they will go, yep, I'm going to travel?
We've certainly done the research to underpin these campaigns, promoting Great Ocean Road and the Grampians, and classic tourism destinations. And we know that it serves two purposes. You know, there are still some who are choosing to travel. Less, absolutely. I'm not saying there won't be a downturn in tourism from the US or the UK. There's going to be a downturn in every country's tourism numbers from basically every market. But we need to make sure we're there for those who are intending to travel. Their money is as good as anybody else's, and is important to our tourism operators to keep their businesses afloat. And in addition to that, we need to make sure that we're not absent at times of crisis, because frankly, people who are stressed, people who are worried, we'll actually look and be thinking about a bit of escapism down the track. Travel bookings are often made 9, 12, 18 months into the future, and so making sure that Australia is front of mind for those people is important to shape their future determinations and to make sure our industry is strong when we get out of this crisis.
Good on you, Minister. Simon Birmingham, Minister for Tourism.